I was doing a load of laundry, which is kind of a rare thing in our semi-conventional household, and I realized how simple of a process this had become for us. We used to have the liquid soap, the fabric softener, vinegar for pre-wash, and on occasion, those extra like scented pearl things that you put in with the clothes to make them smell really good. And with every load, it was a matter of assessing how much soap and fabric softener were left to see if we needed to buy more soon. Over time, we've simplified to using soap flakes from The Laundry Evangelist, which I highly recommend, that we keep in a clear canister so we can always see how much is left, and a ball of tinfoil to reduce static in the dryer. Of course, we have to stain and remove on occasion. Hello, baseball season. But our everyday process is cut in half. And that got me thinking, where else in our lives have we overcomplicated things? And where in our speaking do we have unnecessary complexity? That's what we're talking about on today's episode. Now let's get into it.
Welcome to Her Spoken Image. I'm April Lokar, founder of Semi-Conventional and thought leadership consultant. Are you ready to make a greater impact using your unique perspective? I know what it's like to realize you're in the middle of your career and want to create a new path. I've pivoted from school teacher to corporate trainer to entrepreneur with lots of lessons learned along the way. If you want to use your authentic voice to speak up with confidence, you're going to love it here. Each episode, you'll get actionable tips to master public speaking like a pro while honing your spoken image so your message comes through loud and clear. And we'll do all this through a semi-conventional lens that blends a little tradition with a lot of feminist perspective. Sound good? Then let's get into it.
We've talked in previous episodes about being concise with your speaking, but we haven't necessarily talked about complexity of your speaking. So there's a lot of ways that you can identify if you are overcomplicating your speaking. And one of those is using jargon. Another one is getting sidetracked with details, or if you are lacking a clear message. Those are all ways that you can sit and think, am I overcomplicating what I'm trying to get across? And you might be thinking, okay, a little complexity never hurt anyone. Why is this a big deal? Think about listening to somebody's talk or message, or if you're trying to learn something in a class, if the information and what's being presented to you is so complex that it makes it harder for you to think about it and to digest the information, it's getting in the way of you absorbing the message. So when we as a speaker, whether that is in-person event, whether that's on a podcast, or if that's simply on an Instagram reel, you as a speaker, if you are complicating your message, you are making it harder for people to absorb what it is you're actually trying to say. So if you want people to really listen in to what it is that's at the core of your message, then we need to talk about some ways that you are overcomplicating your speaking and how to simplify. So we're going to talk about three different ways that you are overcomplicating your speaking and what to do to solve that problem. The first issue at hand is trying to cover too much ground. If you are conveying too many ideas or topics in a single talk or presentation, that can lead to confusion. Just think about different ways that you consume information. If you are buying a course on marketing, do you want to know the history of marketing, all of the different channels of marketing? Do you want to know all of this information? Or do you want to know how to market your specific niche on Instagram using Reels? Right? One of those is way more specific and targeted and much more likely for you to actually absorb and implement that information. So the solution to covering too much ground is to focus on depth over breadth. So going deeper on one specific topic at a time is going to encourage your listeners to hone in on that central idea or theme. And that's going to make it a lot easier for them to absorb your message and implement any actions that you're recommending. Now, I did that actually when I first started this podcast. If you listen to some of the early episodes, we cover a lot of stuff all in one episode. And my podcast manager recommended, hey, how about you break those into smaller topics and not try to do too much in one episode? And that's actually why these episodes have gotten into that like 15 to 20 minute mark for the most part, because it's much easier to consume the information when it's about a very specialized area. So when it comes to your talks, if you try to cover too much ground, you might just run into a bunch of noise. And we don't want that to happen, right? We want people to hear what you have to say and make sure that they are taking the action that you recommend. Now, the next way you might be overcomplicating your speaking is focusing on too much information. So not just trying to cover too much ground, right? That's different topics and the amount of information you're covering. This particular area, we are talking about the information itself. And a lot of times we lack that personal connection because we are trying to overload on information. So oftentimes speakers will miss interjecting those personal stories or that relatable content, and that makes their talk a lot less engaging. Now, something I came across just the other day that I thought was really interesting was somebody said that stories trump truth. And I thought that was so interesting to think about. Stories trump truth. Just think about that for a second. When it comes to marketing, public speaking, really anything in life, if you hear it in a story form, it is much easier to integrate into your brain, into your persona, to really believe that something is true when you've heard it in story form, as compared to hearing a factual statement that is truth and doing something with that. And the way that I think about this most often is really science-based, right? If a doctor or a scientist tells us something that we need to know, even something as simple as you need to use more calories in your day than you consume in order to lose weight. That is pretty straightforward. That is pretty well-documented scientific information. But if somebody tells us, hey, eat fewer calories, or hey, burn off more calories, that is a lot less impactful than somebody saying, here's my story on how I burned more calories than I ate in my day in order to lose X number of pounds, right? That storytelling component is so much more impactful in our lives. And that makes us want to listen. It makes us want to consume that information because it's relatable. So the quick, easy solution is to share more stories and personal anecdotes and relatable content. And we talk about that on this podcast in many, many episodes, but it's easier said than done, right? This is why I recommend having a spoken image strategy. Now, what that means is taking the main thing that you talk about and having that be sort of your overarching idea with every single piece of content you're creating, whether that's a keynote, whether that's a social media post, or whether that's a casual conversation with a connection. And with that main topic, you break it out into your buckets of ideas. So you can think of this as like content pillars if you're talking marketing speak. Now, from your spoken image perspective, those pillars are the main subpoints that you would be talking about. So what does this look like in reality? Let's keep going with the fitness example. So your main topic may be fitness and a healthy lifestyle for busy entrepreneurs. Great. That's your main topic. That's what everything relates back to. Within that topic, you might have three buckets. Maybe the first one is movement, the second one is nutrition, and the third one is mental health and wellness. So now with that main topic and those three buckets in mind, everything that you talk about should relate to one of those pillars or those buckets. So if you do an Instagram reel about going on a walk and getting movement in your day, that goes in your movement pillar. If you are talking about ways to cut down on your calories, that way you're consuming fewer calories, then that goes in your nutrition content, right? If you're talking about ways that you can improve your mindset, then that goes in your mental health and wellness bucket. So having this strategy for your spoken image really, really helps to solidify what it is you're talking about. It makes it a lot easier to come up with that content. And then it makes it clear for when you want to do a talk. If you're doing something in person at a conference or a networking event, you already have an outline of all the things that you might want to talk about. And then you can niche down for that particular audience, right? And then you add those stories and the relatable content to it. And you have a slam dunk where people are really understanding what it is you're trying to get across with your message. The last way that we're going to talk about today that you might be overcomplicating your speaking is by over-engineering the delivery. What do we mean by that? Think about the last time you created content for a talk or for a social media post. Did you script out every single thing that you were going to say? Did you rehearse it to the point that you basically memorized your script? That can start to sound robotic and insincere, and it overcomplicates everything around your message. When I first started this podcast, I wrote out everything that I wanted to say in the first couple episodes, and it was really hard to make it then sound relatable as I was recording the episode, right? So think about giving a talk or a presentation. If you are sitting there rehearsing it in the mirror, but you have it scripted to the point that you're trying to memorize that script, it then makes it so much more complicated for you to remember how to deliver that. And it makes it less genuine and less authentically you. So what's the middle ground between winging it and over-rehearsing? The solution here is to find that balance between the preparation and the spontaneity. What I've done on this podcast is I now have a list of bullet points of things I want to cover, and I might have a sentence here or there that I actually write out as though I would say it, but having those bullet points just really helps me to stay on track without feeling like I have to put in all this extra work and over-engineer that delivery of how I'm going to say it from the start. Now, again, a spoken image strategy can really help you to develop that natural and authentic speaking style as well. Because once you have all of the map of your content that you're going to talk about, it makes it a lot simpler to then kind of go off the cuff. And it feels like you're winging it, but you've put in that preparation to the point that you don't need to memorize, you don't need to over-rehearse anything. When I work with clients, I want them to get to the point that they could go live on social media without even thinking about it and give a 15-minute talk about an area that's within their niche. That's the goal, right? Is to be able to talk about what you do and what you're passionate about and get your message out there at the drop of a hat because you have this map of what you're going to talk about. But when you over-engineer the delivery, and again, I don't want to hate on TED Talks because I do enjoy watching TED Talks, but think about the way that TED Talks are delivered. They are highly engineered. Most of the presenters that are speaking at a TED Talk have rehearsed their speech to the point that it is memorized, it is deep in their brain, and they know exactly how that's going to sound when they get up on that stage. it is less authentic sounding than when you hear that same person in person having a casual conversation, or even that same person on a stage at a conference, right? It's not the same over-rehearsed version that you're getting of them. And it's way more authentic feeling to the audience. So I want you to be as authentic as having a casual conversation with a colleague or a connection. So where do we go from here? You have these ways that you may be overcomplicating your speaking and your messaging. And what's next? I encourage you to first go through any of your content where you are speaking up and you're using your voice. And think through if you're overcomplicating the message or the way that you're delivering that message. And once you do that, you can get a better feel for where it is you need to focus in order to simplify. And if you don't yet have a strategy around the things that you're talking about, I really encourage you to sit down and map it out, right? Map out what's your main idea, what's the main niche topic that you are talking about in all of these contexts, and then what are the big main subcomponents of that. And if you're having trouble going through all of that, definitely go to semiconventional.com and book a discovery call with me. We can talk through what it is that you are looking to accomplish and see if something like a spoken image strategy session is right for you, right? That's where we work one-on-one to go through this mapping process. And you walk away with a clear direction for how to talk about what you do in a very clear way with story examples and all sorts of relatable content that you can share. That way, you can go from winging it to nailing it in anything related to your spoken image. That's going to give you that improved clarity and confidence in your speaking ability. So again, definitely try to map this out and see where you land. And if you want some help with that, go to semiconventional.com. Now, just to recap, if you are trying to cover too much ground, if you are missing that personal connection, and if you're over-engineering the delivery of your speaking, you are probably overcomplicating your speaking. And by focusing on depth over breadth, storytelling and personal anecdotes, and by striking that balance between preparation and spontaneity, you can simplify everything about your public speaking. If you found value in today's episode or any episode, I'd really, really appreciate it if you would subscribe or follow the show and give a rating in the app that you're listening to this on. It really helps the show to be found by other people that need this information as well. Till next time. Before you go, thanks for listening. Hit that subscribe button, then leave a review so other aspiring thought leaders can find the show and hone their spoken image too. That's it for today. And remember, I'm rooting for you.